Welcome to the All Financial Hour with Steve All.
My job is to sit down with people and actually figure out what their wishes, hopes, and dreams are.
Powered by All Financial Group, where your money matters.
Clients come in, Steve, what can you do for me? Can you protect my assets? But I'd like to participate in the market if the market goes up. And if you can get me a predictable income, those are great. So we build our philosophies around the three P's.
Steve All and the All Financial Group want to help ensure your plans are on track for the retirement you deserve.
It's about a standard of living, not an amount of money. It's how they want to live in retirement.
And now, the All Financial Hour, because your money matters.
Welcome to the show. We appreciate you joining us here today. My name is Jessica, alongside the one and only Mr. Steve All of the All Financial Group, and we are here to educate you on anything concerning your financial and your retirement planning needs. I want to make sure you get the phone number 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824, the website, yourmoneymattersstl.com. A packed show today, of course, but before we get started, Mr. Steve All, how you doing?
I am doing great. The year's winding down. You know, if we get the company will be shut down except for emergency purposes between Christmas and New Year's. But between, you know, Matthew getting married, people coming into town, and Christmas, it's just been great. Last weekend, we got to take Mary Violet to see Santa Claus.
Aww.
So that was the deals. And as I've stated before, and I don't talk a lot about it because I get way, way, way too emotional, is Christmas is just fantastic. And just watching her with Santa Claus, the guy was fantastic. He didn't have one of the beards out. He had the real authentic hair and beard. So it was a great Santa Claus. So I really enjoyed that. But that's what people said, well, did she cry? And I said, nah, we'll probably get that next year. At 6 months, she was just trying to figure out what was going on, so she didn't start crying yet. But we had a lot of fun with that. A lot of people in and out of the house this week, people coming in. So weather holds off. Snow's supposed to hit next week. And God, I always love a white Christmas. So haven't seen one of those in a while. So hopefully that does happen. So, you know, looking forward to it. A fantastic year. And how's it going for you? Your little one is what? Two going on three now?
He'll be two in the new year. And I feel like he's, you know, two going on 20. He just learned the word no. So that's fun. He's telling me no about it every chance he gets. And we did try to go see Santa this year. We are still not friends with Santa. We're not sure what's going on there. So we kind of get pictures of him next to Santa, but with a panicked face. So those will go in the photo album and be memories for us.
Yeah, it's probably beard.
It might be.
It's very lucky. Mary Violet, you know, Constantine does have a beard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Constantine does have a beard, so the beards don't bother her. But I still do remember nieces and nephews when you came around, because their father didn't have a beard, and I did, you know, and my son Matt does. But no, Mary Violet just likes to play with it. She'll pull on it and do stuff like that. But I would say with Dawson, it could be the beard.
It might be the beard. Yeah, but it's exciting. You get to relive, and I know you're going to see this with Mary Violet as well. Like, with your kids and your grandkids, you literally relive every moment. Everything is so magical to them, whether it's the Christmas lights or, you know, certain decorations, and it's so amazing and beautiful to see.
Oh, yeah, and the first year, the boxes.
Oh,
my
gosh.
With the presents. Just give me the boxes.
Exactly.
I'll play with that thing all day long. So,
exactly.
So we're really looking forward to it. So be out there. And that's what I said. For us, it's the grandkids. If you've got your own kids, wonderful. Now's a great time to come in and sit and talk. As I've talked to a lot of people this week, it's just those grandkids and the things like that that we do. It's the memories that we can create. Because I get so many people that walk into my office and they say, I didn't plan on leaving money like this to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it and I sit there and say, yeah, but let's have some fun with it now. I say, because one of the conversations that I've had too many times over the years is when the children come in and they say, I didn't realize mom and dad had this much. Why didn't they do more?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it and I say, I want to pass that on to you. I say, because some of the greatest memories that I have with my father-in-law is when he got the family together. And he just said, oh, by the way, next February, we're going to go to Cabo San Lucas. Anybody that wants to come, comes. We'll get the airline tickets. We'll get the place. Let's all meet there. And if you ask my kids, a lot of their vacations in their youth were when we went with grandma and grandpa. And they remember those days. So, God, family is so important this time of the year. And just I'm gonna say it. Whatever your wishes are, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, happy holidays, whichever one fits best with you. Enjoy this time of year.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, if you want to give the gift that keeps on giving to one of your loved ones, financial stability is key. And this is something that, you know, everyone's looking for, as you just talked about there. I didn't know mom and dad had that much, or I didn't know they were planning to do X, Y, and Z. Well, we want to make sure everyone's on the same playing field. And if you want that financial stability, if you want that financial plan, and you want to make sure that everybody's on the same page, you can always give Steve and the team a call today, 636-230-8824. You can do that comprehensive retirement plan, 636-230-8824. I want to jump right into it here. The big question, does the recent stock market rally have legs? Well, Bank of America researcher Mark Cabana tells Yahoo Finance that Wall Street is speculating about the duration of the Fed interest rate hikes.
If you're the Fed, they're trying to say, no, we're going to be on hold for a long time. Higher for longer is the narrative that they've been running with. The only problem is that the market doesn't see higher for longer as credible because they're pricing such an extreme amount of cuts. So even though the Fed is saying higher for longer, the market is saying, yeah, we know you're going to be cutting at some point. We trust that you're going to be cutting quite meaningfully. And then that's what's been easing financial conditions.
So here's the deal. I don't want my retirement based on speculation. I'm going to venture a lot of people think the same way. So, Steve, can you build a successful plan without having one eye on the daily financial news cycle?
Well, I think having one eye on the daily financial news cycle could be a problem for a lot of people because it's a fact that I don't care. You can find people that say the sky is falling, and you can find people that say, you know, this is the greatest opportunities in the world. So I just think it really depends upon which side you are currently looking on. But that, can you build a successful plan? Yes, because the plan is built on a lot of different things. Pat and Kenny were in the office earlier this week, and they just sit down. And I always say, you know, what's your wishes, hopes, and dreams, and what questions do you have? And Kenny came up with a great one. Steve, what's the difference between investment advice and retirement planning? Do you do both? And I looked at him and I said, that's a great question. Yes. I said, investment advice is when we are talking about rates of return, asset allocations, and things of that nature. And I said, but I believe that it's more than about just investment advice. It's about planning. And how that came was my parents. My parents had somebody that sold them things, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. They didn't really do a lot of planning. So when it came to the fact when my mother had to go into a nursing facility, we sat down and we looked at it and said, what asset of mom and dad's are we going to sell to keep mom in the nursing home? There was not a lot of planning. And I think planning is the most important thing. Investment advice is a part of that. But the big questions are, is income planning. How are we going to take this nest egg that we've taken our entire life to build, and now we're going to break it down and we're going to start taking an income out of it because we don't have a get it? How are we going to replace that paycheck? Then I talked about the risk reward of the allocations. Then we start to look at legacy planning. What are we going to do with our children? What do we want to pass to them? A lot of people say, I don't plan on leaving a lot to my kids. And I look at it and I said, would you rather leave it to your kids or to the IRS? Most of them have said, I've not had one tell me they would rather leave it to the IRS. So we look at that legacy planning that talks about taxes. And then the other thing that we talk about is long-term care. So I think retirement planning covers all of those things, where investment advice in a lot of cases is just about what's going on in the market. And I think we need more than that. I think we need a lot more than that. So if you're concerned about the fact of where you're at in this retirement picture, you know, give us a call now. Ask for the comprehensive retirement plan. A member of the team will call you back if we miss the call, or we'll sit down and talk with you. And if you have over $500,000 or more in invested assets, give us that call now. Our planning process will walk you through those five pillars: income planning, risk reward, legacy planning, long-term care, taxes. And I believe that reducing or eliminating taxes is the best thing you can do for a successful retirement. So give us a call if you've saved more than $500,000 in investable assets. Call us now.
That phone number is 636-230-8824. 636-230-8824. Again, that's for the complimentary retirement plan. It's a great opportunity to make sure that all your ducks are in a row, if you will. And again, that website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. Coming up next, how diversified should a portfolio be during these volatile times? We'll tell you. Stay with us.
The good and bad with home improvement projects. The good, you save a buck or two. The bad,
Kevin, there's no hot water.
So you move on to the car.
Kevin, what's with the car?
Good news, you can recover from these.
Kevin!
Well, most all of them. But when it comes to your retirement, a mistake can be devastating. Call Steve All and the All Financial Group. They've been helping folks plan for retirement for years. That's why they've been able to correct do-it-yourself problems before their problems. Get your complimentary assessment of where you are now and look at some of the retirement boxes you haven't even thought of.
Kevin!
You can't YouTube your retirement. Call Steve today, 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Get more details at yourmoneymatterstl.com.
The subject of retirement has lots of moving parts, and the way you plan for it is going to be unique to you. Well, that's why we created the All Financial Hour podcast. Download episodes and listen at your convenience. In the car, to or from work, maybe at the gym, whatever works for you, go to the podcast section of iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play and look for the All Financial Hour podcast.
Questions for Steve about today's show? Call us now at 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Now, let's get back to the show.
We appreciate you making us a part of your day. This is, yes, of course, the All Financial Hour with Steve All. My name is Jessica. We love hearing from you. The phone number, 636-230-8824. 636-230-8824. Again, the website, yourmoneymatterstl.com. So how diversified should a portfolio be during these volatile times? Well, one study found that most believe it takes only 30 holdings to be diversified. But one chief investment officer recently said it should be more like 200 stocks. I mean, that seems insane, Steve.
Well, you know, when we start talking about diversification of a portfolio, I think in a lot of cases, 200 stocks is low. You know, when I start to look at individual stocks, and everybody's portfolios are different. So I think most people owning individual stocks is probably not a good idea. Why? Because that one stock, if I'm too heavily invested in it, can go up or down. It can hit home runs or it can strike out. One major complaint or lawsuit against the company that you own, and your value drops tremendously. So I think diversification is very, very important. You know, and I'll kind of walk through one of the scenarios that we had. Pat and Kenny came in. They asked for the comprehensive retirement plan, the risk-reward analysis. So we looked at it. They had 20 to 30 different mutual fund managers that were managing their IRA accounts, both traditional and Roth, and their non-qualified or after-tax brokerage accounts. So they had close to 30 different managers. We put it all together, ran the Morningstar reports for it. And although they had almost 30 managers doing it in a different way, they were all holding almost the exact same thing. So they had a diversification of managers, but they really did not have a diversification of their holdings. You know, and that's like saying, okay, if I have 30 managers and I'm doing large caps or big stocks or any kind of thing, do you think that Apple might be a part of most of those? What about Microsoft? So a lot of the companies were holding the exact same thing. And that's when we look at true diversification is around, do I have investments that don't correlate with each other. Because if they all go up when the market goes up and they all go down when the market goes down, that's a complete correlation. They're doing the exact same thing, even though we have a different manager. So I look at it, I think diversification means I have part of my portfolio that will rise when markets are up. And I got parts that won't go down when markets go down. So those are the things that I start to look at that I think are very important when we do the risk reward. I usually look at it and I sit there and I say, most people are taking a lot more risk than the reward they're getting from their portfolio. That's usually an answer that we see, you know, because everybody I want the biggest return possible. And I'll agree with you. I believe your investments should be based on need, not greed. Give me the best return that I can possibly get with the least amount of risk possible. I think when we look at that, we look at different types of diversification. So let's look at that. So if you're concerned and you're not sure where you're currently at, if your money's predominantly in a 401k, it's predominantly an aggressive, there's not a lot of places to hide in a 401k. Come in. We'll run that risk reward analysis. We'll look at your diversification. If you're over 59 and a half, it might make sense to actually move money from the 401k to an IRA, which if done properly is a non-taxed event, so that we can look and say, how could you diversify your assets so that you're not, don't have all your eggs in the same basket? So again, if you're unsure if your portfolio is diversified, give us a call now. Ask for that risk reward analysis. We'll run it for you. If you have $500,000 or more in investable assets, give us a call. I believe that the pillars of retirement planning are 1, income planning. 2, risk versus reward, what we're talking about right now. 3, legacy planning. 4, long-term care and taxes. Reducing your taxes in retirement is one of the best things that you can possibly do for a successful retirement. Give us a call now.
For that risk-reward analysis, 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. The website, of course, yourmoneymatterstl.com. This is a really cute story. There's an 8-year-old boy in Kentucky. He wanted an Xbox, and he was willing to get a job and earn the money for it. But Nash Johnson, he filled out an application to be a dishwasher at a local restaurant, even though, of course, he's falling short of the legal age of 16 to work.
It didn't ask me the actual age, and it didn't ask me when I was born, so I was under 18.
He's like, I can get more money if I go get me a job. That's going to give me more money than doing my chores at home. The $5 a week gets me.
First of all, good job for him, thinking outside the box, right?
I love this kid. I would like to find out. This is one of those ones that I'd like to find out what this kid's doing 20 years from now.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be going places if he's already thinking, you know, how do I start accumulating?
It's like they didn't ask me how old I was and they didn't ask me my birthday. You can't ask that question on a job application anymore.
That's right. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He is not wrong.
He didn't do anything wrong. And I, like I said, I love this kid. I do. I want to find out where this young man is going to be 20 years from now.
Well, maybe we'll see his name again. Unfortunately, he didn't land the job, but the restaurant gave him that brand new Xbox just because he was trying to find a loophole around, you know, trying to make the money there. So loophole, sometimes that can imply something illegal, even when it's not. But isn't smart tax planning knowing all the current laws and using them to your advantage?
I think that is the answer when we look at tax planning. The United States has one of the most complex tax systems in the world. Incomes are not all taxed the same. You have ordinary income, capital gains, dividends, interest, rents, Social Security. They're all taxed differently. And it depends on the order in which they come in. So it's a very difficult thing. As I like to say in a lot of my presentation, there's a book that was written a long time ago that almost nobody's ever really read it entirely. And that's the U.S. tax code. Why? Because it is so complex. And I hear a lot of times people say, well, Steve, rich people don't pay taxes. I said, yeah, they do. They just pay people to assist them to pay the lowest amount of taxes.
Right.
that are possible. And I don't think there's a problem with that. I work with a group of people that get together. And one of the things that came out in 2020 was there was a person that had over $50 million in an IRA account. Her husband had worked at a company and then his account grew. He passed away. It was now hers. That whole IRA was earmarked for the college that he graduated from. In 2020, our government, with their ready, fire, aim mentality, said, we will give you a 100% charitable deduction for all charities that you give, because the normal amount is maximum of 60%. Well, because of the pandemic, they took it up to 100. Do you know what the result was for the lady? Have the IRA send you the check for the number in excess of $50 million today.
Whoa.
And everybody goes, well, wait a minute. That's $50 million worth of taxable income. Correct. And she donated it to the university, so she got a $50 million charitable contribution deduction. So she paid almost no taxes on a $50 million gift because the government at that point put a thing in the tax code that said you could give away it all. If it wouldn't have been there and she would have died, there would have been an inheritance taxes on it. The university still wouldn't pay any taxes. So the idea of it around is, as the government moves and does things, how can we take advantage of a code that's already there? Most people don't know about net unrealized appreciation. If you have highly appreciated company stock in your 401k, there's a way that you can take advantage of the IRS tax code to get that money out at a lesser tax. What about those non-deductible contributions that they used to allow us to make to our 401ks? Do you know about a backdoor Roth? Those are the things that the tax code does give us the advantage, and knowing those things is very important. People ask about Roth conversions. Is it the best thing? For some people, yes. For some people, no. But I believe reducing or eliminating taxes is the best thing that you can do for successful retirement. If you've saved over $500,000 or more, give me a call now. The strategies that we work with taxes just work better at that rate. Give me a call now. Let's talk about taxes.
For that tax analysis and finding out how you can reduce or eliminate taxes moving into retirement, 636-230-8824. 636-230-8824. Again, the website, yourmoneymattersstl.com. Coming up next, the secret to becoming a self-made millionaire. We'll be right back.
The heavy sigh. It's usually a sign of being overwhelmed, as if to say, I can't believe this is happening. Many people feel that way about retirement. There are so many things to deal with: Social Security, Medicare, taxes, the stock market, running out of money. It can be overwhelming. Steve All at the All Financial Group has seen those feelings from the people who walk through his doors. And his goal is always to turn that heavy sigh around to a sigh of relief. Relief that you finally have a written strategy for when you walk away from the 9-to-5. If you feel overwhelmed about planning for retirement, call 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. And get more details online at yourmoneymattersstl.com.
Thanks for listening to the show. Steve and his team at the All Financial Group have a special invitation just for you today. For the next five callers, Steve and his team will sit down with you personally and help create a custom financial plan just for you. It's complimentary and there's no obligation. Just call 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Together with you, Steve and his team will look at your investments, taxes, and perhaps most importantly, show you how your life savings can create dependable and sustainable income in retirement. Call the All Financial Group right now for your custom financial plan. 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Or go to yourmoneymattersstl.com.
Want to retire with confidence? Get more details at yourmoneymattersstl.com. Now, let's get back to the show.
We do appreciate you making us a part of your day. My name is Jessica, alongside Steve All, each and every single week, tackling these tough topics that you hear about, you see about, what's going on in the market, what's going on with your income, your 401k, your retirement plan, anything we talk about, you have questions about, give a call, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. There was a recent study on self-made millionaires. Discovered that most generated their income from multiple sources. 65% had three streams of income, 45% had four streams of income, and about 30% had five or more streams of income. Maybe you won't retire with $1 million, but we can learn from this, Steve. Most of us will have Social Security and a 401k, so how can you help us?
That's the idea, that most of us are in that bucket. The extra business incomes, you know, dividend income, rents and stuff like that, those have to be set up a little earlier than the day before you retire. So we can't do a lot with that. But there is one thing that's hitting people right now when it comes to it. And I read an article in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week. It says the math is changing on pensions versus lump sums. So we had Bill and Diane come into the office. Diane was a nurse. She was working. She was looking at retiring at this time or maybe work for 6 to 8 more months. And we sit down and did the analysis of the pension versus the lump sum. Because the company is going to guarantee an income. And I'll say in this case, it's $2,000 a month. And then they're going to say, okay, if you don't want to do that, we will trade you a lump sum for that. And when interest rates are historically low, that lump sum can be very high. With the rising interest rates this year, the prediction is anywhere from 20 to 30% less on the lump sums. So Bill and Diane looked at it, and they had always planned on taking that lump sum. And we talked about it, and we said, you know, if you retire now, you'll get the lump sum that they're offering you. The lump sum that they're going to offer you this time next year will be a lot lower. And they're going, that's not fair. And I said, no, it's they're guaranteeing you the income. It's how much it would cost them to guarantee that income is what is going to go down as interest rates continue to rise. So we looked at it, and for their situation, it looked better. And she went ahead and said, I am going to go ahead and take the lump sum and retire. So that's the question that I have for you out there. Are you in a job where you're thinking of retiring in the next 8 to 12 months? And you do have a pension and you have a lump sum option. Right now is the time to do the analysis around that to find out if you were considering the lump sum, because the amount of that lump sum will be reduced because of these increases in interest rates. So if you're not sure right now where you sit, should I take the lump sum? Should I take the pension? If you're close, give me a call. Ask for that lump sum pension analysis, and we will look at it and try to figure out for you, would it make sense to go ahead and retire now, take the lump sum and or the pension, or go ahead and continue to work and possibly just take the pension in the future? Give us a call. Let's find out. I think it's important to look at the numbers around that and the probabilities of a successful retirement now. Give me a call now if that's one of your options.
For that lump sum pension analysis, call right now, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. I want to remind you that everybody's situation is different. So when you come in, you sit down with Steve, Mel, and the team there at the All Financial Group, everything's going to be customized and made specifically for you. 636-230-8824. There isn't much good that comes from inflation, but there will be an exception in 2023. The IRS, they're adjusting tax brackets and standard deductions that should allow many Americans to keep more of their money. CNBC's Sharon Epperson explains.
These are the taxes that you're going to pay in 2024. This does not impact the taxes you have to pay in April. This is for the 2023 tax year, for the taxes that you'll pay the next year.
Interesting here. So the IRS is also boosting how much you can put into your 401k plan next year by a record amount. So if someone is within, I don't know, a few years of retirement, Steve, do you recommend that they max out the 401k, or do you steer them another direction?
It's all going to depend on where you're currently at. How much money do you have in your IRAs and 401ks? Then we have to look at, what is your fixed income? Do you have a pension? Or what's your Social Security going to be? How much does it cost to finance your lifestyle? Those are all options that we look at with people when we sit down and do a comprehensive retirement plan. But when you ask that question, where should I be contributing money? Should I put it in my, you know, 401ks, and should I put it in my IRAs? Should I put it in a Roth, or should I put it in the traditional side? All of that is going to depend upon where you're currently at. I am a firm believer, and you'll hear me say it over and over again on this show, having too much money in your IRAs and 401ks is going to subject you to tax rate risk in the future. What's that mean? Well, remember years ago when we first started contributing it, and they said, you're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. I do a lot of presentations, and I ask the people that are retired, are you in a lower tax bracket? A lot of them say they're in the same tax bracket. And then I look at it and say, have you thought about when you have to take those required minimum distributions at age 72? Have you thought about when you lose a loved one and you go from the married rates to the single rates? And they all kind of get that deer in a headlight look, like, no, I've not never thought about that. So we have to look at it. Having too much money in your IRAs and 401ks can subject you to tax rate risk in the future. And I believe tax planning can be very important. But I always get asked the question, Steve, what do you mean when you say too much money? Well, I'm going to sit here and say, if you have an extra large IRA and 401k between $400,000 to about $750,000, there is a chance, depending on whether you have pensions and what your Social Security be, that you might spend those assets down during your retirement years. If you have an extra, extra large IRAs and 401ks between $750,000 to $1.5 million, a very good chance that tax planning could be very good for you. Why? Because you're probably going to be passing those assets on to children. Remember, the promise they made us years ago was that the children would be able to stretch it over their lifetime. The SECURE Act says, no, that's not true. They have to take it out over a 10-year period. Mm-hmm. So if you have a triple XL, if you've got $1.5 million or more in your IRAs and 401ks, I believe that tax planning is very important for you if you don't want to pass on a tax time bomb to your children. And I get a lot of people, they'll sit back and we'll look at the tax analysis, and the only way I can do it is to pay some taxes now to avoid paying in the future. And they'll look at me and say, Steve, I never planned on giving this amount of money to my children. And I said, I know you didn't. But would you rather give it to your children, or would you rather give it to the IRS?
Good point.
Almost every one of them said, I'd rather give it to my children than give it to the IRS.
Of course.
So I believe that a tax analysis to look at, could we possibly reduce or eliminate your taxes on your retirement income? The reason why I say with people that have $500,000 or more is the strategies that we implement work better if you're in that category. So if you have $500,000 or more in IRAs and 401ks, give me a call. Ask for the tax analysis. Let's look at seeing if possibly paying taxes now would make sense for you. Remember, the Trump tax cuts end at the end of 2025. So the window for us at these historically low rates is quickly closing. Give me a call now. Let's see if we can help you implement the strategies so that you could pass on a more tax-efficient strategy to your heirs in the future.
more money in your pocket, less in Uncle Sam's. If you have over $500,000 saved, maybe in your IRA or 401k, and you want to sit down for the tax analysis, find out how you can avoid paying Uncle Sam unnecessary money. Give a call right now, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. Again, that website, yourmoneymatters.stl.com. Coming up next, other financial options that are available outside of your 401k. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Be right back.
You're driving along when you realize...
Oh, I've got to get over. Oh my gosh, sorry!
You didn't see him, did you? He was in your blind spot. You can also have a blind spot when it comes to your retirement. That's where Steve All and his team at the All Financial Group come in. Steve knows a little blind spot called taxes. Social Security, your pension, your investments, all can be taxable. Look, you don't want to end up wondering,
will I be writing huge checks to the government when I retire?
Don't get blindsided by taxes. Call Steve today for your complimentary tax analysis. Call 636-230-8824. Again, that's 636-230-8824. And get more details online at yourmoneymatters.stl.com.
When's the last time you checked your 401k balance? Well, let me prepare you. It's not pretty. The 40-year record high inflation has cost many Americans almost 25% of their 401k savings. And with a volatile market hinting at a possible worse recession, I'm worried. Are you? Meanwhile, President Biden was recently questioned at an ice cream shop if he was worried about the economy.
Our economy is strong as hell. Inflation is worldwide. It's worse off everywhere else than it is in the United States.
So you have a choice to make. You can sit back and relax like the president and act like nothing is happening, or you can be proactive and call Steve All of the All Financial Group and stop losing your money. Call Steve today and ask for that Stop Losing the Money plan, 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Or visit yourmoneymatters.stl.com.
Getting Uncle Sam and Wall Street out of your pocket.
Get out of there.
Let's get back to Steve All and the All Financial Hour.
Welcome back to the show. We do appreciate you spending time with us here today. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. But most importantly, we do love hearing from you. 636-230-8824. 636-230-8824. You can always find out more information as well on the website at yourmoneymatters.stl.com. Recent market volatility has retirement savers seeking safe havens within their 401k plans. For example, stable value, money market accounts, and bonds have been among the most popular choices lately. So, Steve, are there options that you can offer outside of a 401k that can provide a way off the market roller coaster but do better than money markets?
Yeah, the idea around it is the 401k, it's a tough place to hide. Some people would have the availability of the stable value funds, money market accounts, bonds. Some don't. So the options are usually a lot more limited, and that can cause a problem. If you go to all safe money when the market turns, you're the one that's got to make that decision on what when I'm moving from point A to point B. So I think that can hurt a lot of people. And then one of the biggest myths that I've heard out there from a lot of clients over the years is, I thought if I rolled the money from my 401k to an IRA, that would be a taxable event. You know, Dave and Valerie had come into the office. Dave had 7 401k accounts. And I said, why do you have so many 401ks? He goes, well, I would move and the company would change and I just kept accumulating them and I didn't want to pay taxes on all these things. And I went, that's not how it works. I said, if you roll the money over properly, it's a non-taxed event. And he goes, no, it's taxable if I take money out of the 401k. I said, it is if you spend it, but you can't put it in an IRA. He goes, well, how does that work? And I said, what we'll do is we usually sit down. We'll help you by calling the company, the custodian that holds your 401k. They all have different rules. Some, we just give them the information right there over the phone. They can transfer the deal. Some, you have to fill out paperwork. Every 401k plan can be slightly different. So we're there to help assist. And I always love it when I have the client that comes in that I've called my 401k company and I just can't get it done. And then a member of my team gets on the phone with them and they go, You got that done in a very short amount of time where I'm spending a whole lot of time answering questions to them. I said, yeah, that's why we look at it. Having an advisor on the phone with you will assist in that rollover process. But you do have to be careful. If you take money directly out of your 401k and have them send it to you, they're going to be required to withhold 20% for federal tax. But Steve, I'm planning on doing a rollover. They don't know that. That 60-day rollover, you would have to come up with the tax money out of your pocket and then file to get that tax money back on next year's tax return. So if you're looking at it with the 401k, there are a lot more options available out there. We can have protected assets. There are assets, investment items that have higher rates of return. There are interest. There are structured notes. There are risk within structured notes that can get me a higher rate of return. So there's a lot of other options out there when we get to the 401k and having the availability of managed money. We can go with tactical management. We can go with buy and hold type management. We have a lot of different things that we can look at to assist you with the rate of return or the investments within your 401k. So if you've got a 401k and you're concerned about the value that it has returned, and you know there's really no place to hide, give us a call right now. Ask for that risk-reward analysis. We'll run the risk-reward analysis on your 401k to see if it might make sense for you to move the account. And if you have over more than $500,000 or more in investable assets, we're going to walk you through the five pillars of retirement if you would like us to. Income planning, risk versus reward, legacy planning, long-term care, and the big one, taxes. Because I believe by reducing or eliminating taxes, it's the best thing you can do in retirement. Give us a call if you have more than $500,000 saved in investable assets.
Again, that's for that risk-reward analysis. Give a call right now, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. And again, if you have over $500,000 saved in investable assets, you're going to go through that five pillars with Steve and the team, that income, risk-reward, legacy, long-term care, and of course, taxes being the big one. 636-230-8824. Don't you hate the long wait when it comes to your food after you order at a restaurant? I mean, sometimes you order, it takes about an hour to get your food. Well, there is a new service coach. His name is Chip Close. He came up with the idea that might actually help solve this problem.
Why can't I make a reservation and place my food order at the exact same time? So I show up, I'm seated, somebody greets me, they already know everything that I'm going to get, and they just sort of bring it at the appropriate time. Wouldn't that cut 15, 20, maybe as much as 30 minutes off the table turn time actually save me from all the waiting? It's more respectful of my time. Why does that not exist? Explain that to me.
I have to agree. I can't believe this hasn't already been invented. Crazy.
At some places, I think that would be very advantageous, but I wouldn't really want to go to a nice restaurant that I'm going to be sitting down with my beautiful wife for an hour plus, and then all of a sudden, I walk in, sit down, the food's there, and they're like, Mr. All, you have to leave.
You've eaten, now get out.
I think that one depends on the restaurant. Mm-hmm. I think that one depends, but it's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, it got me thinking about, you know, just customer service in general. And how do you think that you are improving your customer service with your clients?
I think a lot of the changes in the financial services industry, you know, we can talk about the bad of the pandemic, but there were some things that the financial service industry moved through. Electronic signatures. We were one of the last industries that everything was done by paper. If you were going to do an application, it was a paper application. If you wanted to change your model, it was a paper, you know, document that had to be signed. If you wanted to make a withdrawal, we had to get you to sign paper. And I think right now with the electronic signatures, it makes it a whole lot easier. And then if people are sending money directly to themselves, either by an ACH or a check to their house, they don't have to sign a document. So I think that was one of the biggest changes for customer services that came along. And then if you'd asked me prior to the pandemic if Zoom would have worked, I'd have said, no, I don't like it. And I would prefer to meet somebody face to face. But not all my clients live close to or near my office. So we do a lot of first appointments and reviews on Zoom, because people, it's just more advantageous for them, especially for those that live in other states. It's obvious they're not going to. We did that, but I think Zoom helped pick that up quite a bit. The other thing that I believe that we've done that I think is very important for our clients, because it was one of the things that when I first got in the industry, it was probably one of the biggest surprises that I had, was the lack of legal documents. People with very, very large estates didn't have wills, they didn't have trusts, they didn't have powers of attorney. So those are the things that we do. Now, we're not lawyers, so we don't draw up any documents, but we do assist our clients with obtaining those legal documents. I think that's very, very important. The other thing that I believe that we do that's different than a lot of places is we still have quarterly reviews with our new clients for usually about that first year to year and a half. And then some will go to a semi-annual. We won't see somebody less than annually, but that gives them the opportunity to come in, because this year, a lot of people, when they came in with the negative returns of the market, they come in and they sit down and they say, I'm glad we still do, you still do quarterly reviews, because when I come in here and I can see by looking at the models and the plans that you've got that I'm still going to be okay, even though the markets have been negative this year. So if you're looking for the fact that you want that contact, you want to be able to talk to the advisor, you want that personal contact, give us a call now. Speak to us. Let a member of the team at the All Financial Group help you, one, with a comprehensive retirement plan that covers all of the things you need: income, risk reward, legacy, long-term care, and taxes. These are the things that are going to affect you in retirement, and this is what we believe planning is all about. Give us a call now.
That phone number, 636-230-8824, 636-230-8824. I'll tell you what, no matter where you are on that road to retirement, if you have questions, thoughts, concerns, if you want a second opinion, this is where the All Financial Group comes in and they're able to help you. Again, 636-230-8824. That comprehensive retirement plan is available to you as well. The website, yourmoneymattersstl.com. Steve, as always, you leave us with a quote. What do you have today?
I have to look at it. We talk about planning all the time. So I got a quote from one of St. Louis's own, Yogi Berra. If you don't know where you're going, you might wind up somewhere else. And again, that was from Yogi Berra. And I believe planning is the most important part of retirement. And I just want to take that one more opportunity to wish everybody Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or wherever you're at. Enjoy the holiday season.
The roller coaster. No matter your age, no matter the amusement park, it never ceases to bring the emotional goods, the anticipation, the excitement. And then, the fear and adrenaline rush that comes with the king of all rides. The same can be said when it comes to your retirement. Lots of questions and concerns that for some can feel like a roller coaster. Will you be able to continue to live as comfortably as you do now? Will you have complete financial independence? Will you run out of money? How about taxes, Social Security, or healthcare? Steve All and his team at the All Financial Group can answer these questions and more with their in-depth portfolio X-ray. Call 636-230-8824. That's 636-230-8824. Or visit theallfinancialgroup.com. And let's save the fear and adrenaline rush for the amusement park.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. BWA and the All Financial Group are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BWA, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.